Now, in this particular section, as we've indicated before, chapter 14 here, this man, Ezekiel, has been very careful to give the word of the Lord. And the false prophets have given a background of a false hope to the people. And this man, Ezekiel, is to counteract that. Now, the Lord is just outlining here and making a case of why he judged that city as he did. And you can believe this, that the principles that are put down here are in operation today. They are not inoperative at all. God still judges nations. Now, will you notice, as we come to chapter 14 here, we see the prophecy against the idolatry of the elders and the certain destruction of Jerusalem. Now, actually, this chapter 14 is divided into two major divisions. Both of them open up with "the word of the Lord came unto me." You find that in verse 2, and you find it again in verse 12. Now, in this first section here, there is a call to the elders to repent. And I've noticed that through the Bible, both Old and New Testament, repentance is God's message to his own people, or those who have professed to be his people, to repent, to turn, and turn to God. And that'll be the message here. Now, what has happened is these elders have come to him. Verse 1, chapter 14. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. How pious these fellows are. They came into church with a big Bible under their arm, and they pretended that they wanted to serve the Lord and wanted to listen to the prophet. Now the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart." Now they were able to say, "Oh, brother Ezekiel, we don't worship idols." That is, they didn't have any of them made, but they had them in their heart. You find that today, this man Samson, the failure of that man. He pretended to be God's man, and the Spirit of God came upon him at times, and that was the secret of his power. Never his hair, no strength in hair at all. And you can go ahead and get a haircut, won't affect you at all. And the very interesting thing is the Spirit of God came upon him. Then there came a day he went out and he wist not. He knew not that the Spirit of God had departed from him. He kept toying and playing with sin, and at the same time wanting to be God's man. How many people today in the church keep toying and playing with sin? And they think they're getting by with it. They're not getting by with it. Judgment is inevitable. They go through the form and ritual of religion, but they have that idol in their hearts, and they continue to keep up a front. Now, God says here, "Son of man, these men have set their idols in their heart. They put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired at all by them?" Why, Ezekiel, they're phonies. They pretend that they want to hear your message. They don't want to hear it at all. They're going to put a knife in your back when you turn around. Verse 4, "Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of the iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols." God says, "I'll judge him." Now, this is a frightful, awful word. Our Lord used it more than anyone else. He said, "Ye hypocrites." Now, who's he talking to? Religious leaders. And here, Ezekiel is talking to the elders, those that are the spiritual leaders of the people. And how tragic it is. God says, "I'm going to judge you." And God will judge phony religion. I believe that when a church, as well as an individual, departs from the truth, God will judge. Now will you notice, he says, verse 6, "Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Now, this man lays it on the line to him. He said, now, you fellas are phonies. You're not genuine. You got idols in your heart, sin in your heart. And let me say this, coming back to Samson again. A great many people say, my, isn't that terrible about Samson? I'd hate to live like that man did. I wouldn't want to have that judgment come upon me. My friend, I'm afraid there are folk that sit in the pew and they would like to live in sin. They would like to taste the fruits of sin. The very thing they condemn outwardly is the thing in their heart they would like to do. This old nature we got's bad. God says, repent. Come to him. And that's what he's saying here. He's gracious to them, you see. He's giving them an opportunity to become genuine, but they will not.